from Bankrate.com. He's the senior financial analyst. He is Greg McBride. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very good. Nasty headlines about the economy and stock market prompted 40% of Americans to reduce their spending in the past 60 days. That's a bigger number, I think, than was expected.
Yeah, that one is a real concern, and here's why. 70% of our economic growth is tied to consumer spending. So any type of widespread cutback like we see here, if that's sustained for any length of time, that's how recessions are born. And look, people don't have to cut back much. They cut back just a little bit. It's something that can ripple through the economy.
Now, Greg, we know that there's evidence that banks are holding on to their money and corporations are holding on to their money. What is this going to do for the possibility of a recession if you and I are holding back our money?
Well, you know, that's really what it boils down to in a nutshell, is that, you know, if consumers are freaked out and they're holding on to the cash, not spending it, or they're focused on saving and paying down debt, the type of things that in the long run are beneficial but in the short run really cause some agita for the economy, you know, that's kind of where we are right now. I mean, you know, I think we could all agree in the long term we'd be better off if Americans had more savings and less debt. But to get from here to there is, you know, causes some real distress for the economy, and that's sort of the phase that we're in right now.
And Greg, you write that this is how recessions are born. If I had to bet you a cup of coffee, how closer to we heading down the recession alley?
It's touch and go. I mean, and we're probably not really, it's going to be touch and go for a while. We're really not going to get our first glimpse until the end of October. The end of October is when we get the first read on third quarter economic growth. And if that, you know, that's the point where I think a lot of people, you know, we're going to get our first clue as to whether or not the economy is in fact contracting, or if it's still managing to grow positively, even if it's at an uninspiring pace. So I think until then, and even, you know, a little bit after that, I think we're, you know, that touch and go nature, that uncertainty is going to continue to prevail. And that just, you know, it's going to lead consumers to be conservative. It's going to lead businesses to be conservative. And it's going to lead to a lot of ups and downs in the stock market.
All right, Greg, if we are holding on to our money and we are saving and paying off our bills, can this help the economy, or is it just going to slow it down for a bit before we see the positive results of paying down our debt?
Well, we will ultimately see positive results out of that. It's just that's more of a long-term thing. That's something that's several years away. And here's how that works. People that are paying down debt now, boosting their savings, not only are they better prepared for a future recession or just, you know, to weather the inevitable unplanned expenses that come along in life, but they're also in a position where in the future they're in a better position to spend. We're no longer in the go-go days of the credit boom, so people can't lean against the crutch of credit to support a lifestyle that their incomes can't afford. Incomes are growing very anemically, so people that pay down debt, boost their savings, they're going to have a little bit greater capacity to spend at some point in the future, even if those incomes increase at a very modest pace.
All right, Greg, before I let you go, tell folks what they're going to find when they go to Bankrate.com.
Well, Bankrate.com is a personal finance website, so we've got free articles and calculators that will help you make those important financial decisions. And then we also have a free search engine, so if you're looking for whether, you know, any type of bank or financial product, whether it's insurance, a credit card, new checking account, savings account, mortgage, we've got a free search engine where you can look and see what are the most competitive terms in your area.
Senior financial analyst Greg McBride from Bankrate.com. Thanks so much, Greg.